In the aftermath of the Parkland, Florida school shooting massacre, retailers including Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods are enacting new sales restrictions, and lawmakers are at the least paying lip service to considering new regulations intended to reduce gun-related violence. Let's revisit the matter with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, among those lawmakers, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey, who is again reaching across the aisle, partnering with West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Now, much of what they're looking at pertains apparently to background checks.
That's right. Those two senators had proposed a bill, as we know, earlier, a few years ago, and it went nowhere, and now it's still up there. And when they had that meeting this week with Trump, President Trump met with senators, extraordinary meeting, and members of Congress that we got to see televised live. He, in essence, said he supported the idea of background checks, which would be great with the American public if he does, and if Congress follows through and they pass this type of law that Senator Toomey is advocating, because that's at the top of the chart. Of everything we ask about and have asked about gun control, background checks is at the top. 90%, 94%, 97%. These are extraordinary numbers, Dave, when we measure public opinion. Those are the percentages that favor background checks, however it's phrased, universal background checks before any gun can be sold, and so on and so forth. So that would seemingly, from the public's perspective, be a no-brainer. In fact, right now, and I've been reviewing the data since the shootings in Florida, Americans favor a lot of things that could be done to restrict access to guns and, in turn, hopefully restrict these kind of horrific shootings that we've seen.
For example, age limits?
Yes, I've seen data on age limits. Americans favor saying that 18 to 21-year-olds cannot buy guns, which is what, as you mentioned, we've seen from Dick's Sporting Goods and from Walmart. Now we have, when pollsters ask about AR-15s directly or when they ask about assault weapons, we're clearly seeing in majority territory support for those things as well. And, of course, there's always support for things like better checks on people who seem to be threats or have mental illness and so forth and so on. The only thing that Americans don't favor is outright bans on guns. One pollster I saw ask about that, and, of course, relatively few Americans, way down, I think, below 20% favor that. But a lot of these other things right now, at any rate, Americans are saying yes to.
Frank, prior to Parkland, Florida, were guns a big concern when you polled Americans about the problems in the nation?
They were not. At least they were not top of mind. We talk about it often that every month we ask Americans what's the most important problem facing the country, and we just don't see guns or even mass shootings coming up to the top. What does percolate to the top are problems with government dysfunction itself. We did see immigration pop up because it was moved up by Republicans last month and so on. But even after past mass shootings, we haven't seen guns jump up to where it's number one. We're in the field now as we speak this weekend, Dave, so by next week we'll know in our March update whether or not guns has risen near the top of the list when we ask Americans what's the biggest problem facing the nation.
So let's pause. We'll take this matter up again in the next week or so and turn to a new survey result. I understand Gallup is again asking Americans about favorability of foreign countries.
That's right. We do this every year at about this time, and sure enough, we find similar patterns to what we've found in the past. Let me give you some groupings. If it's an English-speaking country, Americans love it. Our European countries, in general, whatever the country in Europe, Americans tend to love those countries, and also Japan. Japan's a real favorite of Americans. To be specific, Canada and Great Britain are at the top of the list. We didn't ask Australia and New Zealand this year, but when we've asked about them in the past, Americans love those countries as well, so they're very much near the top of the list. But Japan and Germany and France, these countries are right at the top of the list. Not surprisingly, North Korea is at the very bottom of the list. Let me give you the contrast. 6% of Americans say they have a favorable opinion of North Korea. 94% have a favorable opinion of Canada. So that's an 88-point spread between the country that Americans like most and the one that Americans like least.
This looks interesting. Gallup then matches Americans' views of countries alongside global approval of U.S. leadership.
Yeah, very interesting juxtaposition. We have asked in countries around the world, well over 100 countries, what they think about U.S. leadership. And then, as we just mentioned, we ask Americans what they think about these countries. In general, what we find is that Americans are much more positive about countries than citizens of those countries are about U.S. leadership, particularly this past year when those latter perceptions really fell. Let me give you one salient example, Dave. Norway. I mentioned Norway because that's one of the countries that President Trump talked about we would like to have more immigrants from in his famous speech. Well, Americans love Norway. It's up there, as I mentioned earlier, one of those European countries, 85% favorable, that Americans really love. We asked Norwegians what they think about U.S. leadership. 13% have a positive opinion of U.S. leadership. So that's one of the biggest juxtapositions that we find. We like Norway. Norway doesn't like U.S. leadership, and that's similar to what we find in Canada and Germany and France and Great Britain and Japan, even in India, where Americans are very positive about those countries that I just read you. But when we interview people in those countries, they don't reciprocate, at least about U.S. leadership. They're quite negative.
Has this gulf widened dramatically in the Trump administration?
It has. One of the big, big features in our Worldpol trending that we have noted from last year is a plummeting view of U.S. leadership once President Trump took over. Obama was well-regarded internationally. People liked Obama. But this year, when we asked people about U.S. leadership, we didn't mention Trump by name. We just said U.S. leadership. But we think a lot of people around the world think the president. Those ratings dropped dramatically in most countries around the world.
Frank, are there any exceptions to this imbalance?
Israel. Israelis' opinions of U.S. leadership actually went up when President Trump took office rather than going down, and that bucked the trend in most other countries around the world. So that's one of those interesting situations where it's a close parity. That is, Americans like Israel, 74% favorable, not at the very top, but it's a favorably viewed country. But 67% of Israelis that we interviewed last year said they had a favorable opinion of U.S. leadership, which is the highest, or at least one of the highest of any of the countries that we interviewed.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.